Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Beis Shammai Yomrim, the opinion of Beis Shammai was, Ein Misalkin es Hatrisim B'yantif. One may not remove large doors of large closets or of large boxes, large wooden boxes, on Yantif, because it appears as if one is destroying something. We know that two of the Avos Melechas, two of the key forbidden categories of creative work on Shabbos and Yantif are Boneh and Soser, building and destroying. So Beis Shammai holds that if a person removes a door from a large closet or he removes a door from a large wooden box, it appears as if he is doing soser. He's destroying something. Beis permits it not just to remove it, to take what's inside of it, food or something that they need on Yantif, but they even permit a person to put it back. Because if a person doesn't, if we don't permit him to put it back, he's not going to open it in the first place. And maybe there's something that he needs there for Yantav, and he'll just hold himself back from using that object on Yantav and say, it's just not worth it. B'Shamerim continues the Mishnah, another machlokas, another disagreement. A noitlin esa eli, one cannot use a heavy, round, wooden crusher, which they would use to crush, I don't know, different types of objects. So on Yantav, usually that's mukta. It's something that you can't use because you can't crush things on Yantav. But B'Shamai says, you can't even use that lekatev alav basar, to cut meat on it. Listen, it's a nice, smooth, a wooden surface, and it seems like it's convenient to cut meat on it. So Beis Shammai holds, even though you're using it for a tashmish hamutar, a permissible type of usage, but since it's an object that's used for prohibitive types of things, it's mukta and it's prohibited to be used. Well, Beis Hillel, Matir, and Beis Hillel disagrees, and they say one may chop meat on it, even though it's a klisha malachtalis, or it's an object that's used for a prohibited type of work, but you're using it for an appropriate type of usage, and therefore it's permitted. B'Shammai says, "Ein nois nines ha'ar lifnei hadarsan." Yet another machlokas, another disagreement. If one slaughters an animal on Yantif and they skinned it on Yantif, they're not allowed to take the skin and place it in public property so people should trample on it, which was one of the ways that you begin the curing process. Even though if you don't do that, it's going to possibly rot and then you won't be able to use it. It's still prohibited. Lo yag bieno. Not only that, you're not even allowed to pick up. It's mukta to pick up the skin of an animal, elen ken yeshimo kezayis basar, unless there's at least an olive's worth of meat still attached to it, then you can carry it because there's a permissible object attached to it. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says that it's permissible to carry skins, and one may even place them in public property. And the Gevara says, because if we don't let the fellow use the hide, or at least not lose his hide, so he's just going to say, no, I'm just not going to slaughter my animal, and he won't have meat for Yantif, and we don't want the fellow to hold himself back from Simchas Yantif, from being happy and joyous to eating meat on Yantif. Beis Shammai, or Beis Shammai says, Ein moitzi in on Yantif, one may not carry in public property. Lo yasa katan, not a little child. Lo yasa lulav, and one may not carry their lulav on Sukkos. Lo yasa sefer Torah, one may not even carry a sefer Torah, Torah scroll. Lo shosa rabim in public property, because according to Beis Shammai, hotza'a, taking an object from private property to public property, is only permissible for ochal nefesh, if it pertains to actual food preparation or food consumption. Well, Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says that it's permissible for a person on Yantif to take other objects because they hold mitoch shahutra otzah letzarech. Since they permitted us to carry for food objects, which is permissible, then also they permitted hotzah shelo letzarech. They also permitted carrying not for food purposes. However, it has to be something that there is a real need for, like, for example, a need of the mitzvah, like a lulav or a sefer Torah, or a child, that's definitely a need, but just to carry, or maybe even if one wants to carry the keys of their house, that's permissible. But just to have stuff in one's pocket that they don't need, even Beis Hillel agrees, and that's the halacha, that it's prohibited for a person to carry that on Yantif. Wishing you a beautiful, successful upcoming day.